Australian swimmer Shayna Jack is vowing to clear her name after failing a doping test. Her A and B samples tested positive for the banned drug Ligandrol that acts in a similar way to an anabolic steroid. The scandals overshadowed an otherwise successful world championships for the Aussies. She claims she doesn't know how the substance got in her system, and her coach says he believes her. The US military is considering investing more than $300 million into naval construction in Darwin. That's according to a draft defence document uncovered by the ABC. A secret plan to build a new port facility outside Darwin was revealed last month. Now the ABC has learned the US Senate has allocated more than $250 million for naval construction in the Northern Territory capital. The Australian Defence Department says the funding is yet to be approved by Congress and insists any military projects are negotiated and signed off by both governments. And New South Wales Police have released images of two people following vandalism of Gundagai's iconic dog on the Tuckerbox statue. Police say the well-known tourist attraction was damaged when it was knocked from its sandstone pedestal on Saturday afternoon.